Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Closing time. Time to roll to Chili's and chat down with my... Heyo, it's Pat Boyle, and it is the final Best of the DA show. 11 years for DA on CBS has come to a close. And on the final Best of the DA show, we open with the Lions pummeling the Packers. And what does this say about Detroit now? Plus, your final sound check. And in your final sound check, best audio of the day, we've got J.P. Crawford with an LFG on live national television. We've got Deion Sanders. We've got Justin Jefferson tired of hearing about how the Viking season is over. Plenty of good stuff to get to. Also, I threw in a couple of phone calls, a couple of stuff from memory lane, a couple of DAs touching upon the past 11 years and some of the best moments. So there is a good mishmash of stuff from this final show in there. And the final Wizard of Odds, DA 1-11 on the year, I believe. So he takes one more crack at some picks before he moves over to Mad Dog Radio. Your final Target Demo Friday, a jam-packed one. Katie Linnendahl dropped by for the final DA show. There goes my hero. Watch him as he goes. It's the final Best of the DA show. It's been a pleasure working on the show. It's now.
This is going to be a very special show. If you listened to the show yesterday, you know that today is my final show here at CBS Sports Radio. On Monday, I start a new project over on SiriusXM's Mad Dog Sports Radio channel. And so today will be a hell of a party to go out in style. All right? I got my boys with me. We've got Pete the Body Bilotti on the Wheels of Steel. We got Andrew Bogus the Bogeyman standing by as well. We have Pat Boyle behind the glass, and because time is a flat circle, Peter Schwartz is on headline today, and he was on headlines the first DA show here on CBS Sports Radio, January 2nd, 2013. So we just fast forward the clock, and as much things have changed, nothing actually has changed, and that's a beautiful thing. Coming up this morning here on the program, we'll talk about last night's Thursday night football game, a win by the Lions. Also, we will look back at the last three 12 DAs of Christmas number ones to try to get to the bottom of what's the greatest moment in show history. We did the number one to the 12 DAs up until 2019 yesterday. Today, the final three over the last 3 years. Also, this morning on the show, it's open phones. And so I want to make sure you guys have the floor as much as possible over the course of today. I will try to get to as many phone calls and tweets as possible. You can hit me up on Twitter, DA on CBS, and on the phones at 855-2124-CBS. Also, it's a Target Demo Friday, and so we'll release the Kraken one final time. And if you want to send your well wishes, say farewell, remember one of your favorite moments, or whatever, whatever the show is meant to you, you can send it in tweet form today, DA on CBS, one final time, and I'll read those, kind of have an extra large jumbo version of Target Demo Friday coming up later on in the morning. We'll start at Lambeau last night, where the Packers are almost never underdogs, at least not in the last 30 years since Brett Favre gave way to Aaron Rodgers and now Jordan Love. Very rare to find the Packers a home dog. And the Lions, we think they're supposed to be good this year, but take some time to really see if you can rise to the challenge and grow as an organization. And yesterday, last night, was unquestionably a statement from the Lions. The Packers have been the bullies of this division for a really long time. And the Lions, as we know, have been sad sacks for a really long time. And last night was one of those moments that you see in the growth of an organization from loser to winner, where they take the lunch money, they stuff you in the locker, they are the bullies. And the way the Lions harassed Jordan Love last night and the way they pounded the rock running the football was indicative of a team that was ready to become the bullies of the NFC North. It is where we begin. Your cold open.
Lions knocking on the door now. First and 10 from the Packer 24. Goff takes the shotgun snap back. Wants to throw over the middle. Got a man wide open. Amon-Ra St. Brown. Touchdown, Detroit Lions.
Kansas City, tough place to play. Lambeau, tough place to play. So, I mean, we've won in these 4 weeks. We've won at one of the two toughest places to play in the league. So for us, that tells us no matter where we're at, I mean, we have the capability to win.
Love, hard count, Lions don't bite. There's the snap, fakes the give, sets in the pocket, throws over the middle, knocked up in the air, intercepted by the Lions, come back the other way, Jerry Jacobs, picks up a block at the 15, Jacobs cutting back at the 10, Jacobs spun down at the 7-yard line, a takeaway for the Lions. Sets them up with great field position, and the Lions, already leading 17-3, have got it back.
I think it happens when you have a first half like that, where you couldn't, you got nothing.
I mean, we suck, Pete. I mean, we got our ass kicked. If I knew, it wouldn't have happened.
Matt, they didn't blitz until the last.
That's a BS question, man.
Fourth and goal from the one for the Lions. Goff up under center. Single back is Montgomery. Goff takes, turns, gives to Montgomery. Straight up the gut. Fights his way in. Touchdown, Detroit Lions. David Montgomery powers it home, and the Lions extend their lead.
I didn't realize this, but that was David Montgomery's first time to get a win against the Packers, so that's pretty impressive. And then three touchdowns. First time that we've had a Lions running back that's gotten that here at Lambeau, so that's pretty impressive.
I thought I played better throughout the rest of the game. Hope it's up to your standards.
You played a lot, man. Okay. You played very well, dog.
Okay.
I
didn't know it was a poor man's anything, but
you
know,
he hears okay. That. He's listening.
I heard about it. That's all.
Spicy.
Call him out there, Dick.
Andrew.
Receipts.
I didn't do it. Matt Ryan's a pretty good player, too.
Matt Ryan's a hell of a player.
I told him.
I'm giving you a hard time. I appreciate it, man.
The most amazing, sensational, dramatic, Hart Grundy.
It's DA's top story.
Here he goes.
It's your cold open.
Well, it was a party last night. You heard Lions Radio Network with Dan Miller on the call. You also heard Amon-Ra St. Brown, head coach of the Packers, Matt LaFleur, getting testy. Lions head coach Dan Campbell enjoying the win. And Jared Goff teasing Ryan Fitzpatrick on the Amazon Prime set, as Fitzpatrick had called Jared Goff a poor man's Matt Ryan, which is kind of interesting considering they were both number one overall draft picks. But last night there was a drive, there was a moment where the Lions truly flexed muscle. And I said, okay, now they're the bullies. The Packers had closed the gap to 10 after a touchdown, 27-17. This was beginning of the fourth quarter. Right end of the third quarter, beginning of the fourth quarter. And Lions got it back starting on their own 25-yard line and proceeded to go 14 plays, 75 yards. And the drive looked like it stalled at the 1-yard line on fourth and goal. Now you're up 10 already, okay? So at this point in time, you kick the field goal, you can go up 13, meaning a touchdown and a field goal can't tie, meaning you push the Packers and Jordan Love, who had problems all night offensively, into having to score two touchdowns to beat you. And the easy play there would have been take the chip shot field goal and make it a 2 or 3 possession game. And instead, Dan Campbell said, let's go for it. Fourth and goal from the 1, let's go for it. Now you get stopped and you're up 10. That could be a massive play in the game. And the Packers then have a chance with a touchdown drive to cut it to 3. And David Montgomery, that he had done all night, punched it into the end zone, and it extended the lead to 17. That was confidence, That was execution. And that was, we are the aggressors here. We set the tone. You chase us. We're not coaching or playing scared. I thought it was a big statement. I thought it was a big symbol of where the Lions are. An impressive night, an impressive win, and the Lions have officially become the bullies of the NFC North. Rare is it that teams go to Lambeau and win, even rarer in the division to go to Lambeau and win. And certainly for a Lions franchise that has been the stepsisters in the division to everybody at some point in time over the last 2 to 3 decades, feels completely different. I give the Lions a lot of credit. All right, 855-212-4CBS or on Twitter, DA on CBS. A couple of notes here on my final show. I would love to wave the Wizard of Oz wand and just pick up everything here and drop it right at my new home. The D'Aliens, my crew, everything about this home for me. But unfortunately, that's not how this business works. And these guys here are just too damn valuable to CBS Sports Radio. And so I'm saying goodbye to some of my best friends and some of the most talented people I've ever worked with or will ever work with. And I just want to salute them because their support for this show and my vision and me has made this thing cook. And for the D'Aliens, I know not all of you will come with me because that's not real life. I hope many of you do, and I embrace you with open arms, and I will do everything in my power to make you feel at home at my new home. But if you want to stay here at CBS Sports Radio, I completely support you because this has been my home for 11 years, and these are people that I love. So there is no bad answer here. You are given two, I think, wonderful options, which is why I want today to not be frustrated, angry, sad. I know I disrupted your rhythm. I know I disrupted your schedule. I know I disrupted your routine every single morning. And for that, I apologize. I realize what this is. You wake up every day, you have the same routine. Bop, 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 bop. I flip on the show. Bop, 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 bop. I listen on YouTube. I listen to the podcast. And I am disrupting that. But today is really just about a wonderfully upbeat, energetic thank you. Because as I said yesterday, not a lot of people get 11 years in one spot in this business. We started January 2013. We're now nearing the end of 2023. And this place let me do everything I ever wanted to do. So I've got nothing but gratitude and happiness and joy for what I just experienced and everybody around here. So with that, I'll take phone calls. I just want to open it up for the rest of the show for you guys as much as I can. One of the guys I've gotten to know over the last few years, he's a man of such high integrity, and I feel really blessed that he loves this show because I feel like it's a reflection that this show is worthy of somebody of this type of DNA, is Mac and Bear in Delaware, and he joins us to lead off the show, which is very appropriate. My man, how you doing? Good morning.
AGA, I appreciate it. Thank you for taking my call today. And, you know, it's a somber day, but I just wanted to say, I want to say thank you. Thank you for, you know, always listening to me, and thank you for just, you know, hearing me out. You know, I just want to thank CBS Sports Radio also because I love the show. I love, you know, love all the guys there too. But I just want you to know, I wish you the much success. And I told you a long time ago, you're Hall of Fame class. And I don't want you never to forget that. You know, hey, we all love you. For all the D'Aliens brothers and sisters of mine, we love you, man. And, you know, it's going to be hard. The mornings are going to be hard. But we know that you're going to be in a better place, in a good place. And I just want to say, you know, thank you. And, it, you know, like, hey, it's been five major things in my life this year. And Mraz leaving, you leaving, the death of my friend Brooks Robinson, my son getting married, and my son graduating. And I just want to say thank you for, you know, just listening to me for all those times. And, you know, you've always been a pillar of light and hope. And I appreciate it, and I'm sorry that I'm, you know, about ready to lose it, but That's all I got to say. And I want you to know, D.A., this is for you, my man. Appreciate it.
Oh, yeah, man. Thank you, Mac. Those heartfelt words mean a great deal to me, man. And, yeah, Mac's just, he's one of the best dudes. He's just one of the best dudes. And he's very reflective of the amount of good quality people that listen to this show. And I saw Chris at a Buffalo tweet that listening to the show has built friends for her. And I know Mac and Bear is kind of part of a group of D-Aliens that really are close friends, and they connect with one another and hang out with one another. And that is the most rewarding part of this, to know that through this show, other people got to connect and find friends and find common ground and to find, you know, friendship, companionship, love, laughter, all that stuff. That's all that, you know, I could really ask for. So, man, all those things are right back at you, Mac and Bear. And love you too, bro. And don't worry. You know, if you ever need me, I'm on Twitter. I'm on social media. I'm just a different radio channel. That's it. I'm still around, still doing this nonsense every single day for as long as they'll let me on the air. So I won't be hard to find. Just got to pop a different channel on your dashboard. Emily's in Northern California this morning. Em, good morning.
Good morning, DA. Can I get a beam up?
Yes.
Excellent. I had to set my alarm this morning just to make sure I could get my early wake up to say thank you, how much I've enjoyed listening to the show. I normally listen via the podcast because of obviously being on the West Coast. And I hope that that same opportunity will be available at your new gig. And I hope you continue doing something along the lines of the PGP, because I've really enjoyed being able to get the little back-end insights on radio, because it's not something that's part of my normal routine otherwise. And keep up the nonsense. Keep up the fun. I can get, you know, hot takes anywhere, but what you guys bring is all just completely unique, and I love it.
Thanks, Em. Thank you very much. Yeah, this has been kind of a blueprint of mine for a long time. I've done sports radio since 2003 full-time, and I did it at a lot of different stops before I got to CBS Sports Radio, Fort Myers, Florida, Kansas City, Miami, and Boston. And the blueprint has always been, you know, you talk about sports, but you add as much nonsense in there as possible, because this is just supposed to be a place to come to have a good time. I always say if my hope every day is to make you laugh and make you think. And if I can do that, then I feel like I've had a good show. And that'll always be the way that I approach this. And I'm so glad to hear that you've enjoyed the antics, because that's my sense of humor. And it's hard to get through life, I think, without a sense of humor. There's a lot of weird stuff that happens, a lot of sad stuff that happens, a lot of tough stuff that happens. You got to laugh. So I'm glad that I can bring some of that. And yeah, all the things that you see here is what I plan to bring to the other place. I mean, I'm a one-trick pony at this point. So you know exactly what to expect. I'm sure, you know, by Wednesday, I'll be eating salsa in a pepper costume. I mean, it's pretty predictable. Dragon's next up in Youngstown, Ohio. Dragon, good morning.
Good morning, DA. I just wanted to call in because I heard it yesterday. I hadn't heard it, and I was off the, wasn't listening for a couple of days, and I really wanted to let you know that, you know, I've tweeted you, and I've been on in your message boards and all that in the chat room, and what an honor it's been to listen to you here for the last couple of years. People don't realize how hard this business is, but you brighten people's lives up every day. You bring laughter into it. You help people. I have never met you personally, but I can tell, you know, just by the way you and Mraz talk, you're a helper. You're a listener, and you're a good friend. And I just, I want to let you know that you'll be missed, and this really is you're a Hall of Famer. You're a Hall of Fame radio host. If I've ever I've listened to a lot of them. And DA, I just want to let you know you're the best I've ever listened to.
Well, that means a hell of a lot, Dragon. Thank you so much for those compliments. The biggest compliment you can pay is that you feel like I'm a friend, because I feel like everybody that listens to this show is my friend. You know, from my perspective, You come in every day with a plan, takes, information, humor, and you try to reflect that into a microphone so that when it comes out of the speakers, that's how you intended it. But really, ultimately, I don't get to see anybody as I do this. I mean, I get to hopefully make Pete the Body laugh. When I get to do that, that makes my day. If I get Bogish laughing, or I get, you know, Mraz laughing, or I get Pat Boyle laughing or whatever, like, those are the things that make my day. And they know me on an intimate level. But really, I'm just talking to a microphone, and I can't even imagine what the audience is doing, especially when you do a national radio show. Somebody's listening in Boston, somebody's listening in Texas, somebody's listening in the mountains of Montana, somebody's listening downtown San Francisco. So you can't even really comprehend. But I feel like anybody that likes this show must enjoy my sensibilities, which is my sense of humor or my personality or our personalities as a whole on this show. And you're kind of part of my friend group. And it sounds kind of maybe a little hokey, but I do truly believe that. And this is a part of the reason why I jumped at this new opportunity, is because the connection to Who Cares About the Show means a great deal to me. And when I get to meet them, you personally, that energizes me. Those Bob's Bar shows is the best day of my year. Really, that's the best day of my year. And when we've been at the Super Bowl and we could have a listener event, or listeners come up to Radio Row, you know, because you can kind of walk through the studios or walk through the convention center. People stop, they say, hello, I'm so-and-so from here. I listen with my dad, I listen with my daughter, etc. Those are the things that fill up my cup, to meet people and to say hello and feel like we have a bond. So the only way I could have ever left here was if somebody came to me and said, we want you to do that more for your people. That's what I needed. And I got that. And I said, well, that's a really important thing, because I care so much about who listens to this show and what we do for the audience. And so once they were committed to that, I said, this is the type of thing, this is the only type of thing, but that's the type of thing I would leave for. And so that's why I say, I hope you can come with me. If you can't, I understand. But if you can, I promise to try to over-deliver more in those ways to really have that bond, that connection with you.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
CBS presents this program in color.
An educated person can't think he's going to get a recruit by strippers coming in.
They can fire you, but they can't eat you.
And they run through our ass like through a tin horn, man, and we could not stop them.
The audio you need to hear. It's DA Soundcheck.
All right, welcome inside a Friday edition of the DA Show. Soundcheck begins with J.P. Crawford. This audio is courtesy of Root Sports. Walk-off two-run double lifting the Mariners over the Astros, putting them one game back at Houston in the wild card.
There's a lot of celebrating that's going to happen inside. Enjoy this one.
Let's go!
Taking over here. Emotions taking over here. J.P. Crawford heads inside, and we head to Brad, Adam, and Ryan Roland Smith for more reaction on this game.
All right, Jen. Well, first of all, we need to apologize for our good friend J.P. Crawford. The emotions got the best of him. We apologize for the profanity.
We don't have a seven second delay, I suppose, on Root Sports. Let's bleep and go! In journalism school, you don't ever get this as a test, but you should have to do a sideline interview and then get it tossed back to the booth after somebody drops an F-bomb. Be like, okay, now how are you going to prepare for this? This is audio courtesy of Bally Sports Florida. We've got Marlins manager Skip Shoemaker. Irate at the Mets ground crew because the Marlins took a late lead last night and then waited more than 3 hours before the game was finally suspended.
It's raining harder now.
Yeah, this is
and
the conversation
this is where
earlier.
Things got heated. And they're, again, I'm not there, but, you know, that has something to do with some manure and other things of that nature. More manure. Chat, mm-hmm. But I mean that's it. It was a wasted 20-minute window after we've been sitting here for 2.5 hours.
That's manure, and that's more manure. Here's Justin Jefferson after the Vikings 0-3 start, courtesy of the Vikings digital team.
I'm tired of people saying, you know, we're looking into next season, you know, all of the trades and stuff like that. We're focused still on this season. We have a lot more games to go, and we have a lot more things to accomplish this season. So, I mean, we're still focused in. We still have that same goal as we had before the season. And we just need to fix a few things, and I feel like we'll be back on track.
Yep, purple drapes. All my life I've wanted purple drapes.
They're toast. 0-3 is going to end up being 1-6 and 3-14. And you might as well just embrace it, Vikings, because that means you're set up for the guy that can take over for Ned Flanders' purple drapes. And finally, Deion Sanders, looking forward to this weekend. Tomorrow, number 8 USC comes to Boulder.
I know the leaders are here a lot, but I want to see how the coaches respond first. And the coaches, they have been responding. They've taken it on upon themselves as making the necessary changes, scheming a little differently, because you got to understand they have four games of film on us right now to really predicate what we're going to do and where we are.
You can run, run.
You can run, run. This is a noon Eastern kick, which means mountain time. It's 10 a.m., which means USC's playing for themselves at 9 a.m. local.
Yeah, big noon kickoff on the East Coast. 10 a.m. start in Boulder, 9 a.m. start if you're watching at home in Pasadena. But, I mean, how do you, you know, one, how do you get up for this as a player? Two, what time do you start drinking if you're in Boulder? If you're Andrew Kaplan and Jack Stern tailgating with a bottle of rum between the two of you.
Yeah, it's 7 a.m. You wake up at 6, you get out there by 7, and then 7 to 10 is when you get all lubed up, and then 10 a.m. kickoff.
I always despise the one day a year where I would do that at college, where you'd have, well, at least when I spent a year and a half at college in New Jersey, and the football team, it would be like the alumni day. It was like a Saturday in October, and you get up at 6 a.m. to start drinking. It's never fun. It's not a fun experience.
Because it's work?
Yeah. It's work to get up that early as a 18, 19-year-old, and then it's even more work to just get plastered as fast as you can at 8 in the morning.
You don't have to get plastered.
No, you do. You do, D.A. You might think you don't, but you do.
I don't know. A beer at 8 a.m. when you get the freedom to do so because it's an event, I love.
Yeah.
I absolutely love the breakfast beer. Love it.
Wow.
A mimosa, a screwdriver, all are fine. But a breakfast beer to give you that Liberty card of, yeah, it's fine to drink at 8 a.m. today because there's a game. I'm like, yeah. I mean, that's all about Bob's Bar.
Sure. Okay. Well, and I love Bob's Bar. So, okay, let me rephrase my statement then. I don't mind waking up and drinking, but it's, again, as an 18, 19-year-old, and I was on the baseball team, so we'd all get together, and by 7:45, you're getting peer pressured to funnel, to chug, to shotgun.
Wow.
And you're not going to...
That's aggressive.
Yeah, but that's the life. Aggressive. That's the life of...
That's the life we chose.
Exactly.
Before we get back to the phones, I wanted to talk about Nick Saban's comments after the Dan Lanning, Deion Sanders situation last weekend where the Oregon Ducks head coach said, we're in it for wins, they're in it for clicks, and then proceeded to lay the beat down on Deion Sanders. How does Nick Saban feel about it?
Rooted in substance, not flash, rooted in substance. Today, we talk with our pads. You talk to your helmet, right? Every moment. The Cinderella story is over, man. Right? They're fighting for clicks. We're fighting for wins. There's a difference. Right? There's a difference. Right? This game ain't going to be played in Hollywood. It's going to be played on the grass. Right? It's going to be played on the grass. Let's go.
I know the media wants to have access to all these things because it makes it interesting for the fans, and I appreciate that, and I understand that. But there's still this sacred time where you should be able to talk to your team and say things to your team to motivate your team that maybe they're not disrespectful about the other, but I understand what Dan Lanning was trying to say, and it was probably good for his team to hear in some ways, but it probably wasn't good for everybody else to hear.
That's Nick Saban, of course, and that audio from Dan Lanning, courtesy of ABC. That conveniently ignores the fact that Dan Lanning definitely knew what he was doing because he had the cameras invited in there. He knew the cameras were rolling. He certainly created that catchphrase, that slogan for this moment. And it was smart by Dan Lanning. As I said when Jay Norvell took the shot at Deion Sanders the week prior with Colorado State, if Deion Sanders is going to be the biggest thing in college football, because he's a great soundbite, he knows the media, he creates storylines, he invites you in, he's flashy, he's interesting, and he's winning, then whoever plays the Colorado Buffaloes has the leverage as well to try to exploit that attention. And so you can't blame Jane Norvell and you can't blame Dan Lanning because what they're doing is they're trying to fight Deion Sanders at his own game. You've got the media and the microphones and the cameras. We'll use those media microphones and cameras to benefit when we play you. And Oregon won the game. So Dan Lanning gets the vindication there. But also for Dan Lanning, I got no problem him saying this. Let's not act like he was shocked or surprised that message got out. And let's also point out that the Oregon Ducks are the wrong program to be standing on some type of pedestal of substance. This is a football program that has been built on the backs of Nike money, which has been on the backs of gaudy helmets, flashier jerseys, ridiculous uniform combinations, and a mascot that on Saturday was wearing sunglasses, a cowboy hat, a puffy jacket, a big medallion that said Time's Up, and a baseball bat. This was clearly trolling Deion Sanders. I'm not sure that's all substance. I don't have a problem with it, but I don't think Dan Lanning can sell pure substance over flash at Oregon, of all places. On the phones, JD is in Kentucky this morning here on the show. JD, good morning.
Hey, good morning, D.A. Can I get a beam up? Hey, so just, congratulations on the move. Great show and everything. I thought since this is the final CBS Sports DA show, let's just roll through the whole week in one call. We'll start with Trash Tuesday, right? Uh-huh. Of course, so we got you and Mraz breaking up the show. Wednesday, we got our champs, a.k.a. Zap Zap Orchestra. We got Pete, Will Steals Chan Bilotti, right? Champion of Sound Drops. Andrew, Kind Sir Bogish, best update writer, fill and host ever for sticking around through all the turnover. You got Thirsty Thursday. Let's toast everyone that's been a part of the show for all the great memories, and obviously you. And then finally, we'll wrap it all up, Friday Target Demo. Right, I'm on vacation, currently listening via SiriusXM from Southern California, celebrating my beautiful wife's birthday. And, DA, I just can't wait for the new show, right, and keep it all up. And DA lands forever.
Thanks, dude, man. That's great. Nice job, JD. That's a great phone call. Nice job. That was great.
That was the condensed game of this show.
that
definitely was. It was knocking everything out within the span of 2 or 3 minutes.
Yep, that was NFL Plus's condensed game right there. That was excellent. Andrew Bogish is hanging out. He's listening to the show from home this morning as Schwartz's headlines. AB, good morning.
DA, good morning again. How are you today? How are you doing?
I'm good. Yeah, I'm good. You know, I woke up this morning and I left my driveway and I had butterflies. I had nerves. And I don't know the last time I felt nervous doing this show. Now, if I do other media hits, if I fill in for Rome, if I'm on TV, if I do things like that, you know, naturally you have some nerves. But for this show, I haven't been nervous, I think, since we debuted. And I said, that's a cool feeling because it means something important is happening. I always feel like I want to embrace when I have those rare moments of nervousness. So it's kind of interesting, but now it feels like it's just a regular show. So it's cool.
All right, good. Well, I have a couple of demands to lay out.
Oh.
One of which I should have given you yesterday when the Sultan of Stodium was in the room, but you owe me a lot of beer still.
About that.
Yeah. All right, so I'm gonna waive my beer tab. That's off the table.
Oh.
In particular, since you gave half of the haul to the listeners at the last Bob's Bar show. But in return for me waiving that debt, I'm going to need you, before you are done at 10 this morning, to finally, unequivocally, with all confidence and what's the right word? It can never change in the future. Lock it in for forever.
Permanence.
I need you to say that you completely butchered the grading of Sean's SAT. His score was terrible. He's dumb. There's no shoulda, coulda, ifs, whats. I need you to end that for good as this show goes away.
You know, that's probably a good point. I do need to put an exclamation point on the SAT bit. And I actually still have the notes. They're in my desk drawer in my office over there. So I'm going to, during one of the commercial breaks, go and I'm going to get my notes. I'm going to see exactly what I had down there. And I will, once and for all, tell you what the actual score was for Mraz's SAT.
Oh, no. We know what the number is. It's the context of the number. You incorrectly graded it out of 20 or out of 1600. It should have been 24. The point is the number was low. It was not a good number because you graded it incorrectly.
That's right.
Like I said, I'm going to go back. I'm going to dig into the archives. I want to be very precise about this.
Dig.
But when I do this, you're right. This is going to be once and for all what the official score was for Mr. Mraz.
By the way, I couldn't help but notice in the newsroom this morning a stack of reusable bags to remove your items from the office.
Guys,
a real efficient way to handle things.
Okay, so guys, and this is no joke. I was texting with one of my buddies last night, and he's like, "How do you feel going into the final show?" I was like, "You know, as I said in the air yesterday, I'm not sad, but it is hard. Because I love all you guys here, and I love what we've built here. But it's not sad because I get to wake up on Monday morning and do the DA show again. So it's just a different place that I'm going to do it. But I will say, I said, he goes, what's it going to be like when you finally sign off the air? I go, I may just walk into my office and start just putting stuff in a box. He's like, will anybody be there? And I was like, I don't know. I mean, it wouldn't surprise me if not one boss came up and was like, hey, nice job and good final show and stay in touch. If I just walked out and they just like let me walk out the door. So I was like, where am I going to put all my stuff?
Well, see you later.
So I brought four large shopping bags, you know, these kind of like permanent bags that you use to go shopping now because they don't give out the plastic ones anymore, and a huge industrial bag that I had from the basement renovation. And I might just end up taking everything off the wall and hauling it out myself, looking like Shep homeless.
Hey, Dan, what are you doing?
I think could be the least dramatic moment ever.
And it's raining like Noah Ark rain in New York City right now, so I'm glad I'm not there to help you carry anything to your car. But I am sad that I'm going to miss the possibility of an HR person or security walking you out on your last day.
Dude, that is seriously in play. I got the email that said, as of Friday, September 29th, anything that you have that is Odyssey's property, you must turn in. And I'm like, oh, God, yeah, what do I have? And I'm thinking, I don't have anything. I have absolutely nothing. So, but they might come for my key card. I don't know.
What about those glasses they sent us?
The glass. They might come for the Odyssey points, guys.
Oh, that's right.
They might shake me down for the Odyssey
They're
points.
They're gone.
No. The coins are yours. They are non-transferable. You just got to use them by noon today.
I will take them if you do want to transfer them.
Dude, I'm going to be like Lil Wayne at a strip club.
Boom, 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 boom.
I'm just, coins are going to be flying all over the place.
That would definitely feel good on the strippers. Coins, hard metal coins rather than dollar bills.
Make it rain, DA! Make it rain! Odyssey coins!
Oh, my eye!
It's our Gidget of Gadgets, Katie Linendoll, for the latest in sports technology and ox roast recipes.
Wow! Look at this! Mystery guest, Katie Linendoll, on this final show. I did not know you were booked. Katie, good morning.
Yeah, and I didn't ruin it this time. DA, I'm freaking out over this news. I'm freaking out.
Don't freak
but
out.
All good things, too, because I'm so incredibly, incredibly happy for you. When I heard about this, can I just say, you know, I've been working in sports for so long. I started my career at ESPN. You are untouchable in the sports world and one in a million. Unparalleled sports knowledge and just obviously such an incredibly entertaining way of delivering it and captivating people with how you communicate. And I know no matter where you are, I was telling somebody the other day, they were like, DA, what's going on? I go, DA's a guarantee. DA is that in all of sports that you are the most untouchable and in all of my sports career, no one can beat. You are pole position and no one will touch you. And no matter what you do and where you go, you're just always going to succeed. But also, too, just the way some of my best moments in my media career have been on your show, and that is all thanks to you. Like, you have a way of making every single guest feel so incredibly good and special. Every time somebody leaves your show, you're on such a high. You give people ample time to talk. You let them have their moment. And you know this way to make it, it's your show, but you make it feel like it's all about them. And it's just this, you're such an incredible, amazing person. And I don't know how I got a spot on your last day, but I am blessed to have that.
Oh, man. That means a whole hell of a lot coming from Katie, who you're one of the most talented, hardworking people that I know. And I've loved every moment that we've been able to share here on the show together. It's been amazing, and hopefully you'll help me share those new moments on the new show. And I got to tell you, Katie, if you ever want to feel good, leave wherever you work. This is the first time in like forever. I'm like, wow, people really like the show. Wow, that important. This feel it's like having your own funeral and being able to go to it. It's great.
That's what I was thinking. I feel like I was doing a Yagoogly, you know, Zoolander. It's like I feel like I was delivering a eulogy for you today. And I was like, maybe we need to do this for everybody in their career at some point before they leave and let them know how much everybody loves them.
Before you get fired, leave. Just leave because it feels so good. It really is amazing.
I'm going to do that today.
Yeah,
Yeah.
I'm just going to quit everything.
Resign, retire, quit, do something before you get fired. It's awesome.
Yeah. And then like a few hours later, it'd be like, JK, you know, like,
yeah,
come back.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm back on Monday. Yeah, I'm coming back on Monday.
Send cards, send letters, and send food, and then I'll be back.
Did you know that those brownies that you gave me from, what's the name of the company that's?
Oh, Brownie Points. Yes.
Oh, Brownie Points. I have savored those for weeks now. They're individually wrapped, so I've been able to keep them. And it's like I only treat myself like once every couple of days because they're so freaking good.
Oh, dude, I'll send another pack of those brownies. Like, you deserve it. You got a new chapter starting. This is a time to celebrate.
I need that sugar rush. I need that fuel. I need that chocolate fuel for every morning at 6 a.m.
Wait, so how is this starting so quickly? I feel like there was like news and then it's like so fast. And I have to hand it to you, and I could be the one that calls in and says the quiet part out loud. Like, every one of the people in your comments is like following you. Like, that is the ultimate. Like, no one was like trashing. Everyone was like following DA. So, I mean, again, the ultimate testament to who you are as a person. Everyone wants to be around you. Everyone wants to be part of whatever you're doing, wherever you go. And you just got a heck of a lot of new subscribers.
Well,
nuts.
That's amazing. And I love you very much because you feel the same exact way I do about the platforms we were given. We are so freaking lucky. I know you feel like this every single day, that you want to scratch off lottery ticket and you got to maximize it. And every single day you take as a blessing and you go, A, how do I maximize my talent and my time? And B, how do I help people? That is your whole thing. Every project you do is about helping people. And I feel the same exact way. And so when I first met you and started to learn about you, I'm like, oh man, like Katie, I resonate with on a totally deep, deep level because we view this opportunity the same exact way. And, you know, when you have that, it's just like every day is a freaking gift. It's a joy. Every day is a joy. So how can you stop laughing?
Completely agree. And of course, look at this is my point coming full circle is you make everything not about yourself.
Well, I got 4 hours of people telling me how great I am. So you can at least get 2 or 3 minutes of it.
You know what I'm talking about, too? This is why when like I'm doing a hosting job and I have guests, I always think of you because do you ever watch a show and they cut off the guests in like 2 seconds? They ask them like a 14-minute long question and then they like bulldoze them like as soon as they start to answer. I'm like, dude, you have a freaking 5-hour show. Why can you not let your guests that just spent 2 hours in hair and makeup and 40 hours preparing say 3 sentences for the love of everything? And so like I'm constantly in that position. So when I get to come on, I'm like, I get to breathe. I get to say more than 5 sentences. You let people have the room. It's like the best thing ever.
Well, thanks, Katie. It means a lot. And
you're the best.
Yeah, it's just been so awesome to have you as part of the show. And you've
do
been.
Do we still get the oil boil? I mean, like, does that still happen?
Oh, yeah. We had a good idea. Miraz brought this up yesterday on the show. Every summer, we're going to just do a massive reunion show at Bob's Bar. And we're just going to do all the ridiculousness. We'll have all the crazy, weird stuff. And we'll just put it on YouTube. So that no radio affiliate has to own it, and we're just going to, like, blow it up. We'll get live music. We'll have the bar going. And the people that can't come will watch on YouTube, and the people that come can come and join the ridiculousness.
I'll bring the food spread and also anticipatory ambulances. It sounds like a potential disaster.
Yeah, we have no waivers on anything that we do, so we have to be prepared for the absolute worst.
Dude, we'll play at that. I'll bring a couple bands. That'll be sick.
Yeah. Bring your band.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
It'd be fun.
That'd be awesome. Well, thanks for calling in. This means a lot.
Heart you lots. So excited for you, and I will be following every step of the way.
Appreciate that. Katie Linadol joining us this morning here on the show. It's, again, you know, life is funny how it works, where you have no idea that there's people out there in your universe that would so closely connect with you until you meet them and go, oh my God, where have you been? You know, and Katie, I just felt that way immediately. Like, wow, Katie and I have such a deep resonance, and I had no idea that she even existed before she was on Taz the Moose show before we took over this slot. And I was like, hey, your guest Katie is really funny. She's really cool. And then they left, and I was like, can we have Katie on the show? Yeah, sure. Katie was able to come on, and I was like, oh, she's on.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Awesome. Smart, funny, high energy. Cool. Got the show, got the bit. And then since, I mean, a couple of years later, it's like she feels like she's my family. She feels like she's my sister.
I'm a what?
A wizard.
Who's the Wizard of Oz? It's D.A.
It's the Wizard of Oz.
Wizard of Oz.
The odds are that you'll be a winner today. The wizard is here, make you feel okay. Hey, hey, hey.
Hey, all right. You know what? The wizard had another 0-4 weekend last week. But does that really make the wizard feel unconfident? No, of course not. He's totally confident. So we're going into the picks. We're going to end off the final show here on CBS Sports Radio without the wizard. We start with tonight's game, Utah and Oregon State. Oregon State's a 4.5-point favorite at home. Give me the road, Utes. I like their toughness. I like their mettle. They're on the road, plus 4.5. It's the Michigan Wolverines coming up on Saturday with the iconic head coach, Jim Harbaugh. They're on the road in Lincoln, Nebraska, a game Zach Gale will be at. Give me the fighting Harbaughs. They're good. They're angry. They get them back on the sideline, minus the 17. The Wizards looking at the Arizona Cardinals. He's gone 0-3 this year, fading the flock. So on Sunday, he's going with the Cardinals. They're catching 14 points in San Francisco. Give me the Cards, plus 14. And an 0-3 team against an 0-3 team. That's where the Wizard needs to be, in the sewer with the bad teams. I can relate. Panthers, Vikings. Give me the home Panthers plus the 4. It's Bryce Young's breakout game. That's the Wizard of Oz.
It's the Wizard of Oz.
Jim Harbaugh will make his season debut for the Wolverines.
The great Jim Harbaugh. Super Bowl winning head coach John Harbaugh. What an iconic football family, the Harbaughs.
It's a Friday fiesta. Here's what our listeners in the Target demo are up to.
And yes, if you're watching on our simulcast at Watch DA on YouTube or on Twitch, I am dressed as a giant spicy pepper. A throwback to Radio Faux Week, where we didn't go to Arizona, but we still had a good old-fashioned desert party. Target Demo Friday leads off with AJ. Can I get a beam-up, Dad? AJ here watching Dad and my sweet Mama Roo, gifted from the Gidget of Gadgets, Kitty Linadol. Think about it, Dad. It might be a blessing they took Mraz off the show and you're headed over to Sirius. If I had to listen to Mraz on the first years of my life, I may also think that bears have tails, they speak Egyptian in Brazil, and I'd never be potty trained because I'd think it's normal to do an oopsie in my pants at 34. Love you, Dad, and sorry, Boyle. We couldn't work out that milk exchange. Ain't enough Odyssey coin of the galaxy, bro. Hashtag let's get spooky.
I'm toast.
It's spooky season, bro. Cigar-smoking dude is listening on the Odyssey app from Holden Beach, North Carolina. I've been listening for 4 years. It's been awesome. Pappy's Bourbon and Estogie in honor of an amazing show. I'm the alpha Boyle's looking for. Thank you, gentlemen. How'd you get that Pappy's? Amanda Tynes weighs in. I've been listening since 2004, D.A. I feel like I win for longest unless maybe my husband chimes in.
I'm too tired.
That would be former Chiefs and Giants Super Bowl champion kicker Lawrence Tynes and his wife Amanda, who I got to know, nearly 20 years ago. Joey Zanaboni says, D.A., thanks for helping change the course of the trajectory of my career.
Chorizo!
Zanaboni, love it.
That's incredible because you really did do that.
Mitch in Wisconsin. I'm near Green Bay. I listen 100% to the podcast due to work. I've listened every day since launch. Good luck with the new show.
Scientist.
Wow. Brian is in Auburn, Alabama, but lifelong O's fan. Go O's. I'm watching on YouTube. DA fan for almost a decade. Happy trails to you guys, the whole crew. Hashtag college poops.
Louis Uthe's in.
Chris in Buffalo listening on YouTube. In 2020, my husband first put on the show for me and said, I think you'll like it. Since then, the show's been a part of our lives in an absolutely insane way. I know everyone involved will continue to do great things. Thank you for letting us come aboard.
Oh, Rosarita. Hey.
And Kristen in Buffalo had that amazing mural that she drew and colored for us of all of us, the cartoon of all of us around the spaceship a couple of months ago, which is just freaking awesome. Amanda is listening in Queens through Twitch. DA, you will be missed. Thank you for being a great role model around here at the office, mentor, and an amazing person to work with. We look up to you, and I'm so happy to call myself a D-Alien.
Come on.
That was intern Amanda, which is very nice of her. Dixieland Dan of this final Target demo Friday, which there might be one at the new place, by the way, guys. I'm listening on Twitch, gang. DA, when I get home, I'm going to grab two ice-cold beers, twist them tops off, set one on the porch table. I drink the other for you and the show. Maybe I'll cry a little. Thank you, DA. See you later from Redneck Land.
Crunching and munching.
Who are you kidding, Dixieland Dan? I'll see you on Monday morning. Jay is in Appleton, Wisconsin, listening via Twitch. Been a D-Alien since 17. Family's everything. I'll follow family anywhere. We'll see you at the housewarming party in the new place on Monday. Steve in Severna Park, listening via Twitch. Listening since the first overnight days. Great ride. So many laughs. You guys all feel like family. Much love.
The milk and cookie round.
Foxy's in rainy Manhattan. Been a D-Alien since 2019. Every day since March 2020. You guys get 2 days to say goodbye, and Mraz got 5 weeks.
Oh, there goes a belt.
Yeah, that does seem a little inverted. Upside down Mike in the office, listening on the SiriusXM app. I'll be with you on the move. I've been a D-Alien since you moved to mid-mornings. Thanks for making my Isles videos part of the show forever. I became a fan when you slept at my house. Hashtag unpipe it.
Baker Mazel.
That happened. Justin says, good morning, D-Aliens. I'm coming in hot from Savannah, Georgia. I started a new job in 13, would start work at 5 o'clock. I'd catch the end of the mothership, and I've never left. Thanks for the memories, a lot of laughs, a few tears. I'm going to miss this show.
An anti-chafing ball deodorant.
I will be on the air on Monday, by the way. Big Lair is listening on Twitch in beautiful Twin Falls. I'm not saying goodbye, but I will continue to listen. I'm spending my weekend remembering this awesome show and watching football. Love you guys. Forever we heard you right. I had fun with my radio show.
Come on, man.
You heard us right. Beat Rice. Listened to the show ever since I was 7 years old back in the overnight days. Long story. I'm now a senior in high school. Well, I know that all good things must come to an end. Hearing this was a gut punch. I wish you all a bright future.
Forget the bugs.
I mean, boy, we helped Beat Rice grow up into what I'm sure is a very dysfunctional sports fan. Bobby Beaver is in Harrisburg, listening on 96.5. Great show, DA. Been listening on my way to work for years. Going to miss the show in this form. Thank you guys for some great years. Ed, also in Harrisburg. I found you guys in 17 when you were on 9 to noon. The most consistent show. Do a great job of mixing sports with fun. Love you, even if you take shots at the Rams on occasion. Good luck, DA.
Pull my tail, sweetheart. Pull it.
Steven in South Carolina, watch it on YouTube. Just wanted to say thank you for making me laugh. Done for the day.
I think this is so dumb.
Dumb. Really Risty, known as Knockout Neil. All the love, all the power. I guess I have to go to therapy now because this was my therapy for about 6 years.
Oink, oink.
Nice. Perfect drop there. So sensitive. Brandon's in Florence, South Carolina, listening on the Odyssey website, listening since 2014. Can I get a Bebo? JMM, listening on Twitch. My favorite memory is Mraz crying when Callahan was traded to the song I Will Always Love You by Whitney. Good luck on the new show. I'll try to follow you guys. Thank you and Godspeed.
This is facts.
Gordon is sitting at the Montreal airport. This is Gordon Vancouver. Been able to listen to the last show several hours before I have to catch this flight. Enjoyed every minute of the craziness rolling in. That's Gordon from Vancouver waiting to oil up, boil at the reunion next summer.
I'm not kidding. Somebody get cold water.
Rob, not in the 3-2-1. Watching on YouTube in Burpee NB. That's New Brunswick, I've been told. Been listening since 17. You guys got me through a lot of crappy mornings. It's a bad chick, but I won't remind him of that. Jeremy says, congrats to the new gig. Listening in Fayetteville on Sirius XM. Been a full-time D-Alien for 6 years.
I'm piping!
Real RK. Been listening since the summer of COVID. Local affiliate change to you guys. I love the takes. I'm in Charleston, Illinois. That's in Central Illinois. DA, good luck. Gonna miss your takes on things when I'm headed to work in the mornings.
Blah, 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 blah.
Carla with a K, listening on KTIK. And I'm not crying. Thanks for being a different type of sports show. Thanks, CBS Sports Radio, for bringing us DA and the hard hat, guys. Gonna miss this show, but wish you all the best. Not sure when I became a D-Alien, though. Hashtag beam me up.
I'm Andrew Bogus.
Dr. Phil Keto, as my pepper costume covers my face here. Listening from my office between meetings, a listener since overnights in 2013. Those shows got me through late night writing sessions in grad school. The pandemic shows kept me sane. Best of luck, guys, to everybody going forward.
I have dementia.
Dan of Mechanicsburg, been a listener since you guys were on mid-mornings and caught some shows back in the evening days. By far the best show on radio. Can't wait for the reunion tour at Bob's Bar next summer. Stay in touch. Hashtag hashtag goose.
Brandon Wheaton's a bum.
Casey's in Kent, Washington on YouTube today, but usually a 950 KJR. D-Alien for 3 years. It's been a hell of a ride. Jay is listening at work from on Odyssey. Been with you guys since day one, even through all the time changes. The level of quality and consistency everyone brought has never faltered. Thanks so much for the laughs. One last time. Get a beam. Tiffany says, I remember walking my dog at 6 a.m. and hearing the cold open as we walked. Now he's gone. Now you guys are too. Great memories.
Hey, how's it going, DA?
Oh, man, Tiff.
That hit the heart right there.
This was supposed to be a happy so long, and now I got to think about Tiff's dog passing away. Everywhere Evan, listening on Sirius XM of the Soggy Florida Swamp. D-Alien since 2018. Show's been a part of my routine forever. I'll stay docked to the mothership. Good luck to everyone. Embrace another ripple in the simulation. Hashtag beam me the F up.
The host would like you to unmute your microphone.
So it's interesting because
star 6 to unmute.
That's right. This is just another ripple in the simulation. Moist Pork, good morning. In Baltimore on Twitch at my kitchen table, not crying. Full-timer since coming up 2 years. It feels like forever. Hate to see the family break up, but so happy I found you guys. Good luck to everyone in the new spots.
You can run, run.
And Moist Pork, thank you for the kind email as well. I haven't had time to respond to all of them, but I certainly saw yours and so many others, and I'll get around to it, I promise. Mike says, I'm listening in Erie, PA, home to the AA Eastern League champs, Erie Seawolves. Listen to the first 2 hours on Twitch, catch the last two on a podcast. Been a D-Alien since you were captaining the evening shift. Thanks for the ride.
Keeping the main thing, and the main thing is playing the game.
Nathan says, thanks for all the good times to the whole gang. Shout out to Mraz, and may the next step of the journey be better than the last.
You got the chicken. You know, you got the salad. You got the green meat. Come on, man.
Come on, man. Mayo is listening in Odyssey in Tacoma. Been listening for 4 years. Sad to see it go, but happy for your opportunity. Never felt so a part of the show before that. But the memories will always live on. Hashtag special stuff.
Book it.
And note that all the old episodes are archived in full on YouTube. So if you want to binge watch old DA show episodes, that is a possibility for you. Even just the 12 DAs, they're pretty amazing. And there's like 4-5 years of full shows on there. Kevin is on Twitch from beautiful Ponchatoula, Louisiana. Looking forward to the new iteration of the show. Gonna miss my Twitch homies, but hashtag Twitch mob.
Vocal combat.
Andrews in Boise, listening to 95.3 The Ticket. Thanks for being part of the morning routine. You guys started my day off right with laughs and positivities. I'll be a fan forever.
I don't even have a job, Damien.
Starship Kodiak, watching on YouTube, Colorado Springs. D-Alien since 2014. Changed how I listen and what I expect from sports radio. Hashtag simply the best.
Pretty sick. Pretty sick.
And hashtag five oinks, which is the mythical five oinks. That guy you like. I go between the Odyssey app and 95.3 here in Idaho. Been listening since Mraz's first oopsie and celebrate the unsung hero in Swiss Army Knife of the DA show, Bogus. Good luck taking the mothership to Celestial Radio.
And that's what's happening.
Rob is an Erie PA, been a DA fan since 2018, hitting the gym, doing some color commentary for the high school team tonight on WGRP, home of Greenville football. Love the show. Hashtag Friday Night Lights.
Winthrop is steal. Zunick ahead of the pack.
Slap dunk!
Ostrich Eyes on Twitch in Faytown. This is the Seinfeld sports shows, never to be replaced. I've been a D-Alien since the Torg Bellinger call in 2018.
And yet,
Larry is listening in San Francisco since about 3 years ago, then switching over to YouTube for the later hours. Target Demo Friday.
Here we go, Brownies. Here we go.
Oof, oof. Joe Mama. Damn, DA ain't going to miss this part of the show, but can I get a beam up one final time? Debbie says, thanks for all the boys she love.
Whoa!
Tim says, this is the best sports radio show on the air.
Whoa!
Everyone else, just time filler to the next show. We'll miss you. Can Whoa! I get a final beam up?
Wow!
Tony, been a listener since 2017. Every year always got better. Bittersweet but happy for everybody.
Get him out.
Kirk the Cook, listening to the simulcast from Hershey, PA. Wish I found your show even earlier. I truly became a D-Alien when you moved to the mornings. Thanks for all the laughs.
Get him out.
Tom is in New Hampshire on the SiriusXM app. A loyal D-Alien for 3 years. I'm in sales, so I listen to the show while I'm on the road. Love the mix of sports and funny banter. Hashtag, I'm not on Twitter or Facebook right now.
Get him out.
And Jeffrey tweets, yo, DA, checking in from Philly on Odyssey. Been a D-Alien since early 2021. I'm looking forward to the refit of the mothership on Sirius. Hashtag, feel good and doing well.
Giannis, out of the rumbo.
That's your Target Demo Friday. Feel good, do well.
Well, I feel good, and I'm doing well.
I'm going to try to race through some calls here. Bouncing baby boys and boys. See, good morning, sir.
And Mr. D.A.
What's up, bud?
Well, I'm not going to call and say goodbye, because I'm going to follow you to the end of the earth like most of the D-Aliens would do anyway.
Thank you, sir.
But what I will say, I do want to throw some appreciation your way on behalf of the Boise listeners, because we don't get a whole lot of love for the Broncos outside of this region, and you kind of make everybody feel included, and your trip to Boise meant so much to so many people here, and through everything else you've continued to show love and express how much you loved it here, and you know, all the D-Aliens that you know, listen daily, you know, we've all kind of collectively become this fun little Twitter group of friends, but you know, the love and appreciation you have for all your fans from all demographics, from all regions of the country, I mean, it's just amazing. And you know, you don't get that kind of love on any other show. And honestly, you're the only show I've ever called in on and been a part of. And it's been a fun journey and I've loved every second of it. You guys definitely, you know, like every other caller has said, you guys, you know, jumpstart our morning. You bring so much fun and laughter and, you know, different takes to sports. It's been an amazing thing to be a part of. And you know, I just want to say thank you for that, DA.
Thank you, brother. That means a lot, man. It means a lot. And let me tell you this. You walk through life and you hope that you help people. You hope that you touch people. You hope that people like you. You hope that you are positive in their lives. But you don't really know. You know, a lot of people don't say thank you, not because they don't feel that appreciation, but because it's sometimes hard. And it's sometimes hard to be vulnerable, or they just don't get around to it. And you got to know, man, I feel like I hit the jackpot by finding a job where people can reach out to me and say thanks. I get to touch a big audience with the things that I love and my sense of humor and my personality. So these couple of days and all the messages on Twitch or YouTube or email or Twitter or whatever, it is incredible. It's incredible to hear thank you that many times. It really is. And I only say this because it's overwhelming to feel it come back to you. But just as an amazing lesson, if you give it out, you get it back. And that's what I was taught by my mom and dad. You know, you treat people the way you want to be treated. If you put out positivity, you'll get positivity. You put out negativity, you'll get negativity. And I've always tried to approach the show with positivity, sense of humor. Don't take yourself too seriously, but take the job seriously. Take the job seriously, don't take yourself so seriously. And if you appreciate everybody else, they usually appreciate you back. And that's, man, that is really cool. It's really cool. And so when we went out to Boise and we saw that love, it's like, wow, can you believe this many people listen to the show? Can you believe this many people care about the show? And there is a thing in this business where people become cynical, and you see it quite a bit. And I think it's because if you're around sports long enough, you start seeing kind of the seedy underbelly of it a little bit, and it pulls you away from maybe your childlike emotion and passion for it. You start seeing the adult part is kind of icky. And people become cynical because job becomes a job and it's very cutthroat and competitive. But my inspirations for doing a show has never been actually a sports radio inspiration. It's been entertainers that I loved watching. I mean, my favorite entertainer of all time is Johnny Carson and the Tonight Show that Johnny had, because Johnny was so sharp and so smart and so thoughtful. But he never took himself seriously and let every guest, from the biggest superstar in Hollywood to the old grandma that had a potato chip shaped as George Washington, everyone got a minute. Everyone got respect, and he loved them dearly. I loved Pee-wee's Playhouse, and we lost Paul Rubens recently. But the idea that you could have a home with all these kooky, crazy characters that just kind of showed up and they all had their own personality or inside joke or the hat tip that's a little bit of a wink of, we know this is ridiculous. I loved that. It was so absurdist. I absolutely loved it. And I love those old sports centers back in the 90s that Patrick Olbermann, Craig Kilborn, those guys, Rich Eisen. I felt like that was the way I watched sports. I loved it. I was a sports fan, but it was always, it's all good. It's great because sports is fun and there's always a joke to be had. It's not supposed to be argumentative or divisive or, you know, fire this guy. And of course, there's some of that that always comes up in sports. We've certainly done that on this show as well. But the overall tenor just has to be love and appreciation. And I got only that for, man, 11 years around here. And even years before that in my local career in Fort Myers, Florida, and Kansas City and Boston and Miami. So, man, I hit the jackpot, and I just say thank you for everybody saying thank you back, because, man, it means a lot. It really does. And if I could leave this show with anything, it's that I hope I left it better than I found it. You know, I really believe in that, that you go places and you try to help people and lift people up and make them happy and try to give them some guidance or help if they need it. And you try to fix things that are broken, and you try to just, you know, leave it better than you found it. And I hope that the morning slot here and all the slots we had behind it, the network in general, is better today than it was January 2nd, 2013. That was my intent all along. And so these last 2 days have been freaking awesome. And as I sit here with my poignant thoughts at the end of an 11-year run on CBS Sports Radio, the greatest job I've ever had, I sit here in an oversized spicy pepper costume. And it seems to be the perfect metaphor for this show. It was heartfelt. It was honest. It was sincere. But it also always laughed at itself. That's all I ever wanted. And we all laughed together. So this has been a lot of fun. Bogues, final sign-off. How you doing?
Thankfully, you're dressed like that, which is easing the heaviness of the moment. But I love you, and thank you for letting me hang out with you for all these years. I can't say I'll be listening because you're our competition now, but I'll be paying attention for sure.
Thanks, dude. Love you back. Love you, Pete. Love you, Kat. Love you, Boyle. Love all the D-Aliens. Love Mraz. This has been a hell of a ride. And I sign off today at 10 a.m. I'll be back on the air at 6 a.m. on Monday, so I'm really not going away. It's just another place to find the Hot Pepper and the Wizard of Oz do stupid things. Be good. Be good to one another. Feel good and do well.
Well, I feel good, and I'm doing well.
I'm D.A. The Mothership disconnects.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.